弟兄姊妹大家好。
Brothers and sisters, hello.
感谢主让我们有这样子机会啊，可以一同聚在他的跟前。
Thank the Lord that we have this opportunity that we can gather before him.
我相信哈，弟兄姊妹现在大家都应该很清楚。
I believe that brothers and sisters by now should be clear.
我们这个聚会呢，主要的负担为着神恢复的工作。
Should understand that this meeting is for God's recovery work.
至少呢，这是我里面一个很重要的一个负担。
At least this is a very important burden for me.
那么我们知道，今天神在地上最大的工作就是恢复的工作。
We know that God's greatest work right now is this recovery work.
我们也感谢神。在他的工作里面，他借着他的话语启示我们。
And we also thank God that through his word, he gives us revelation.
让我们知道有很多重要的原则。
To see that there are many important principles.
是我们需要遵守的。
That we ought to uphold.
那么其中呢，更重要的有一些的原则呢，他们具备很大的支配性。
And also, amongst these, there are many important principles that are to be given.
我们晓得这些能够支配一切事物的这些原则是更重要的原则。
And the assignment of these principles is a principle they ought to understand.
假使我们能够很清楚地明白主给我们这个所谓支配性的原则。
And so we ought to understand that this responsibility that the Lord has given to us to uphold.
我们就会知道为什么在地上在教会历史中会发生这么多的事情这么多的变动。
Then we will understand why in this world there are so many things happening and so much going on.
为什么教会在地上会有一些的偏离的现象。
And why that church on earth sometimes may seem to have this feeling separation.
所以我希望靠着主的恩典啊，能和弟兄姊妹们能把这些原则呢，能够把它讲清楚。
So by the Lord's grace, we want to share clearly on what these principles are.
我实在感觉需要有更多在主面前的祷告。
And I believe that we need more prayer before the Lord.
那么我们已经曾经有过两次和弟兄姊妹们略略的交通了一些主的话。
So we have already had two opportunities to share much on God's word.
那么这一次呢，我的负担呢，我要交通这个归回根源。
And so today we want to share on to return to the origin.
这个根源呢，用 origin 这个字也可以啊。其实呢，我那个本意是 root 啊。
And so this word origin we can also say is the root.
我们晓得一棵大树啊。
We are like a tree.
最重要的部分是那个根的部分。
And the most important part is the root.
但是呢，根的部分是看不见。
But we can't see the root.
今天我们所欣赏的是树干、树枝或者那上面的叶子和花。
And today what we admire is the outside tree, the leaves and the branches.
其实那个根源的东西是最重要的。
But the root is the most important thing.
所以呢，我们希望在主的工作上面，我们对神那个工作那个根源呢，能够有一些的认识。
So we hope that we will have a greater knowledge of this origin, this root.
那么，我想我开头请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几节圣经。
So to begin, I ask if brothers and sisters may read with me some passages in Scripture.
我们请弟兄姊妹先看。以弗所书
We'll take a look first at Ephesians.
以弗所书第一章
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们先读第四节
We'll read verse 4.
就如神从创立世界以前在基督里拣选了我们使我们在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵
Just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world,that we would be holy and blameless before him.
这里一个重要的词叫做创立世界以前。
And the very important phrase here is before the foundation of the world.
然后我们看第十节。
And now we will take a look at verse 10.
要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
With a view to an administration suitable to the fullness of the times, that is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in the heavens and things on the earth.
这里有一个词很重要，叫做日期满足。
And here there's a very important phrase, which is the fullness of the times.
然后我们再请看希伯来书。
And now we'll take a look at Hebrews.
希伯来书。
The book, the letter to the Hebrews.
第四章。
Chapter 4,
第三节
verse 3.
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
For we who have believed enter that rest, just as he has said,As I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although his works were finished from the foundation of the world.
这个后面这一句话说哈，这个造物之功啊，那么我们领会好像是神的创造，其实这一个原文就是 works, 所有一切的工作啊，在创立世界之前已经完成。
And so here it speaks of his works that were finished from the foundation of the world, already finished.
然后我们再读一处啊，哥林多前书。
And now we will read 1 Corinthians.
第三章。
Chapter
3. 第十一节。
Verse 11.
因为那已经立好的根基就是耶稣基督，此外没有人能立别的根基。
For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚才讲到，这个根基呢，它不是一个物质的东西。
So we have said that this root, it's not a material thing.
这根基是耶稣基督。
This root or foundation is Jesus Christ.
是那生命的主。
It is the Lord of life.
所以呢，我就说我们用这个根来说明，这是更好的。
So that's why I say it is better to think of this as a root.
那么今天晚上呢，我要和弟兄姊妹交通一件很重要的一个原则，或者是一种属灵的观念。
And so tonight we will share on a very important principle or a spiritual perspective.
就在神的工作上面，开头的情况是怎样，结尾的情形也是怎样。
Which is, when it pertains to God's work, what is the condition at the beginning will be the condition at the end.
所以我这里用这个题目呢，就是讲到根源就是开始。
And so this theme is that the origin is the beginning.
这是一个非常重要的一个原则。
And so this is a very important principle.
我想我先从有一件事情先说明一下。
And so let me speak first of this one thing.
我们知道在神的创造里面，
We know that in God's creation,
神计算时间，它是用一个圆圈来解释的。
Time is explained with a circle.
我想我们读创世纪第一章我们就很清楚。
And I think when we read Genesis chapter 1, it becomes
神设立太阳、月亮和众星。
That God formed the sun, the moon, and the stars.
这些星球呢，他们都是按照一个圆圈在运动的。
And these celestial beings operate in a circle.
那么我们知道什么是一年吗？
And so do we know what is one year?
就是地球绕着太阳转一圈就是一年，对吧？
It is the earth circling the sun once, that is one year.
所以你看见这个时间的计算是用一个圆圈来计算的。
And so we see time is measured in a circle.
然后这个月亮呢，绕着地球转一圈就是一个月。
And so when the moon circles the earth once, that is one month.
然后地球呢自己转一圈呢就是一天。
And when the earth itself spins, that is one day.
所以圣经很清楚告诉我们，这个时间呢是一个圆圈。
And so the Bible is clear that time is a circle.
我过去呢，这个感觉中总感觉时间好像是一条直线。
So in the past, I thought of time as something, a linear line.
那么神从永远里面创造出时间，有开头，然后有结束。
That in eternity, God formed time, one with the beginning and one with an end.
但是事实上，圣经告诉我们呢，时间不是一条直线，是一个圆圈。
The Bible tells us that time is not linear, it is round, it is circular.
所以呢，我们在地上呢，我们看见这个地球绕着太阳，怎么一圈一圈的转啊？
So we see the earth circling the sun round and round.
其实它已经有一个意义告诉我们，就是它从开头转，转到末了，又回到开头了。
Which is the meaning there, which is when at the beginning, once it circles around at the end, it is at the beginning again.
所以神的恢复的工作，神自己的作为，在时间中间，它是一个大的一个圆圈。
And so God's recovery work can be thought of this big circle.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
所以呢，今天神的工作在时间中开始了。
And so today, God's work has begun in time.
但最后呢，他又会回到这个原点。
And at the end, it will come back to the beginning.
所以我们晓得时间不是一条直线，乃是一个圆圈。
Time is not linear, it is circular.
而我们今天所处的这个世代，这个圆圈呢，快要接上了。
And so here in this day and age, we are almost at the beginning point again.
我们知道在圣经里面呢，这个圆圈是代表着完全，代表着完美的。
And we know that in the Bible, the circle represents a perfection.
我想你们很多人在学校都学过几何啊。
And I'm sure, Professors at school have learned geometry.
我们知道这个圆圈代表着一个完全的。
And we know that once a circle is complete, it's a perfect circle.
所以神的旨意也是一样，它是用圆圈来代表一个完全。
So God's will is the same. It is, can be thought of as in a circle.
弟兄姊妹们，当然我们感谢神啊。
Brothers and sisters, of course, we thank God.
我们知道我们的神是永远的神。
We know that our God is the eternal God.
他是在时间之上的。
He is above time.
那我们知道，在这个时间的当中
，and in the midst of this time,
神有他自己荣耀的计划。
God has His glorious plan.
啊，那么他在这里，弟兄姊妹们，他要得着许许多多的人。
And in this, He wants to obtain a multitude of people.
啊，所以从圣经里面我们可以明白，就是呢。神在起初所定规的和他结尾的时候那个结果是完全一样的。
And so from the Bible we can see what God has established at the beginning will be what is to come at the end.
在弟兄运动的时候
During the Brethren movement,
他们有一个认识叫做回到起初
which is to go back to the beginning.
他们已经领悟到了神的工作呢一定要回到原初的那个光景。
They understood that we need to go back to what it was like at the beginning.
但是我们不晓得这个时间是原来是一个圆圈的。
But what they didn't know was this time was circular.
这个中间有一个非常重要的事情。
And in this, there's a very important thing that
就当这个时间在运转的时候
that as this time goes on,
一切事物只有出于那个源头的最后才能够回到这个根源。
The things that came out at the beginning will be only the things that last at the end.
那弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我想在圣经里面
，I want in the Bible,
它有很多的这一些的这个神所定规的原则，我们从字面上就可以领悟的。
And so the these principles that we see in the Bible, we can see through the text.
那么圣经中有创立世界以前。
There is a time before creation.
啊，还有日期满足。
And then there is the fullness of the times.
啊，还有一个人数满足。
人数。
人。
Oh,
people.
And then the people.
然后呢，最后工作完成。
and then the finished work.
所以弟兄姊妹们，从这个开头绕这样一圈，神已经在他的话语中给我们有很多这些的指引。
And so as we go on this circular journey, we can see that there is a direction given from the Lord on this.
并且在旧约、在新约的历史当中。
And we can see in the Old Testament and the New Testament,
神都借着启示、借着异象，让许多的人看见神的作为。
Through revelation and through vision, we can see God's work.
弟兄姊妹们，这是一个很重要的一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
啊，那么我们在新约圣经里面呢
？And so in the New Testament,
你也可以看见。有几卷书啊，是特别关于根源的那个书卷。
We see there are several books that pertain to the origin.
当然，所有圣经都是神的启示。
Of course, all of God's word is God's revelation.
但是呢，它中间有点区别，有的是指的神旨意的那个内容说的。
But you see that there are certain books that speak to the content of God's will.
那么有几卷书呢？它特别提到根源的事情。
And there are certain books that speak specifically of the origin.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹们，我一讲你们就会很清楚的。
And brothers and sisters, I think once I say it, it will become clear.
比方说哥罗西书。
For example, Colossians.
啊，保罗被神带到那个根源，看见神的那个启示。
Paul was taken to the origin to receive this revelation from God.
像以弗所书
Ephesians,
他们都是从根源上面开始讲神的工作
It speaks of God's work from the origin
那么还有一本希伯来书
And then one is Hebrews
希伯来书也是一本很重要的一卷书
This is also a very important epistle
然后呢我们知道最后呢有约翰的执事所写的一些书
And we know that also the letters written by John, the Apostle John.
约翰福音一开头就讲太初有道啊。
John in his beginning says, "In the beginning was the Word."
那么约翰一书还有启示录。
And then the epistles of John and also Revelation.
这几卷书呢，它都是把我们带到根源。
All these letters take us back to the beginning.
从那个最根源的情况来看神的作为。
To see God's work.From the origin.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常重要的一件事情。
So brothers and sisters, this is a very important thing.
那么因着这个神所做的启示
，and because of this revelation of God,
就告诉我们说呢
，it tells us
这个时间呢是一个圆圈。
It tells us that this time is circular.
当这个时间在运转的时候
，and as this time is progressing.
这其中就包括了神的创造和人类所有的历史。
It encompasses God's creation and history of man.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们必须要明白一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we ought to understand one thing.
啊，在整个历史的运转的当中
，that in the entire progression of time,
只有你符合于神心意的，他才能够回到根源，回到神的起初的点上。
Only those things that align with God's will can go back to the origin.
啊，也许我们弟兄姊妹从来没有这样想过啊。
And perhaps brothers and sisters have not thought about it this way.
但愿这一次主给我们恩典，让我们能够略略地明白这些事情。
But this time may the Lord give us grace so that we may come to understand.
当然，我们讲到神的旨意。
Of course, when we speak of God's will,
神一切的旨意都在基督里。
All of God's will is encompassed in Christ.
神最大的赏赐就是把基督给了我们。
And God's greatest reward is to give us Christ.
所以因此呢，弟兄姊妹们，这里一个重要的提醒啊。
And so here there is this important reminder.
那么只有出于基督的，在基督里的事物，才能够重新回到根源。
Only those things that come out of Christ and are in Christ can go back to the origin.
保罗在加拉太书里面曾经讲到，基督是一切，又包括一切。
In Galatians, Paul says that Christ is all and in all.
当然了，弟兄姊妹们，我们这些话都是熟悉的。
And of course, brothers and sisters, we are familiar with these words.
但是我们需要注意的是，神所给我们的那个基督是非常丰富的。
But what we ought to focus on is all the riches in Christ.
并且神有一个严格的定规。
And God has this strict ordainment.
一切事只有在基督里才能够被神来接纳。
All things must be in Christ for it to be acceptable to God.
所以保罗在次的日子，他在腓立比书第一章二十一节曾经这样说过。
And Paul says in Philippians 1:21,
他说我活着是基督，我死了就是有益处。
He says, for to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
保罗眼睛得开，看见了，在时间中间，神把基督给我们。
Paul's eyes were open to see that in time Christ was given to us.
那个不仅是我们一切的起头。
And that is not only the beginning of all things,
也是我们生活的一切。
But it is also our entire living.
弟兄姊妹们，只有在基督里的。
Brothers and sisters, only those things in Christ.
才能够回到根源。
Can then return to the origin.
我们要晓得，时间是神很重要的一个创造。
We must understand that time is a great creation of God.
神所有的计划是在时间中要完成的。
And all of God's work will be completed in time.
所以呢，神在他的这个计划里面，
So in God's plan,
他一切都是在基督里。
All things are in Christ.
所以我们要提醒。
And so we need to be reminded.
只有在基督里面，你才是真正的得。
Only in Christ can you gain.
如果不在基督里，一切的事物都没有价值。
If you are not in Christ, then anything that we do is of no value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天这个对我们是一个非常重要的提醒。
This is an important reminder to us today.
我们讲的神在时间中的工作，神不断的在那里有淘汰的。
We know that.In God's work through time, there are things that are left behind. There are things that he eliminates.
那个就是说在时间中间神要得做的事物符合于神所要的性质就能够被保存。不符合于神那个基督的性质中全部被淘汰。
So the things that align with God's nature are kept, but the things that are not aligned with Christ will be eliminated.
所以这是一件很重要的一件事情。
And so this is a very important thing.
这关也关乎我们个人的蒙恩，也关乎整个教会的见证。
Because it pertains to ourselves being saved by grace and the entire church.
我们不要以为侍奉主啊，我们愿怎样做就怎样做。
Let us not think when it comes to service that we can do whatever it is that we want.
不是的。
It is not this way.
弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
今天时间的大圈呢，已经快要到结束的点上了。
Brothers and sisters, in this great circle of time, we are almost back at the beginning point.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神啊
We thank God
在旧约时代中啊
that in the Old Testament,
因为那个人性堕落
because of man's fallen nature,
所以我们对神的事情的领悟力啊是很弱微弱
So our understanding of God's revelation is very limited.
神只能用预表的一个状态 来说明他自己的工作。
God can only use prophecy to speak of this work that he's doing.
比方说在旧约时代中他们建造圣城。
For example, when they were building the holy city.
那个圣城是有根基的，圣殿是有根基的。
And so the temple, there was the foundation.
那个根基呢是一块一块的大的石头。
And this foundation were these large stones.
那个是一个预表的情况。
That is prophecy.
那么到了新约时代中呢
And then when it comes to the New Testament,
保罗就告诉我们
Paul tells us,
那个根基是基督。
That foundation is Jesus Christ.
是活着的那一位，是有生命的。
He is living, he is alive.
他不是一个死的。物质的东西。
It is not a dead material.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道今天哈
We need to understand today,
那么在神的工作里面
that in God's work,
他是用基督作为根基的
that Christ is the foundation of this work.
那么这个根基呢是用保罗的话来讲是一个根啊，是一个根 因为它是一个活的，只有植物的根是活的。
And as Paul described it, it is like a root, because only with the root can things live.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
So brothers and sisters,
神要的事物必须是出于基督。
What God desires must come out of Christ.
我想下面我讲几个点啊。
And so in the following, I'll explain some points.
可能我们弟兄姊妹们就比较能够清楚。
To make this more clear for our brothers and sisters. 为什么神这样要求我们？ Why does God have this requirement for us?
我们知道出于基督的事物，
We know that things that come out of Christ.
它有一些的特性，
That there are certain characteristics.
这些特性可能我们有的都知道，
And there are certain characteristics that we may know of.
但是现在我要提醒弟兄姊妹，要特别注意，这些特性是非常重要的。
But brothers and sisters, I want you to understand that these characteristics are very important.
不在这些特性的里面。
And not in these characteristics.
那么，所有一切事物在神的面前都没有价值。
Without these characteristics, then there is no value to God.
啊，所以我们首先感谢神呢。
So first, we give thanks to God.
当我们蒙恩得救的时候。
That when we are saved by grace.
那么，神已经把一个极其宝贵的生命赐给我们。
That God has given us this precious life.
我们晓得透过整个时间的过程，
And throughout all of time,
这个生命是能够带我们回到源头的。
This life is what can bring us back to the origin.
所以今天我们每个弟兄姊妹都有这个福气。
And so, brothers and sisters, we all have this blessing today.
我们已经里面拥有这个生命。
We already have this life.
但是神希望我们在时间当中啊，
But God desires for us in time.
能够在这个生命里面呢，能有更多的得着。
That in this life that we may obtain more.
从我们的生活侍奉里面，
through our living and our service.
让我们能更有更多的得着。
That we can obtain more.
所以彼得到晚年时候就告诉我们。
And so Peter at the near the end of his life.
当神的国降临的时候。
When God's kingdom arrives.
时间来到尽头了。
And when it comes to the
fullness of time. 一切事物要回归这个根源的时候。
When all things have to return back to the origin,
彼得告诉我们，希望我们是丰丰富富进神的国。
Peter desires for us to richly enter into God's kingdom.
所以当初的使徒们都明白这件事情。
And so the apostles at that time all understood this.
他们在地上不仅竭力的追求。
They not only pursued this through their lives.
他们在地上用尽他们的力量来侍奉神。
And they used all their strength to serve the Lord.
但是他们知道一件事情。
But they knew one thing.
你这种追求，你这种侍奉，你必须要符合神所要的特性。
This pursuit, this service must align with the characteristics.
如果不在这些特性的里面，
because without these characteristics,
你所做的最后归于徒然。
Then what you've done will be rubbish.
我们知道神定的原则，它从不改变。
We know that the principle God establishes, He does not change.
所以这是一件非常重要的一件事情。
So this is of utmost importance to us.
那么这几个重要的点，
And so these important points.
也许我们过去我们也知道。
Perhaps we may have already known of this in the past.
但是呢，今天你要用另外一个眼光去看它。
But today you need to look at it from a different perspective.
这些东西在我们的生命的里面。那个所带下来的结果，不是荣耀嘛？就是羞辱。
That the results of these things that we do, it is either glory or it is rubbish.
所以呢，从基督出来的事物，第一个重要的点。
And so, pertaining to the things that come out of Christ, the first important point.
弟兄姊妹，就是生命。
It is life.
我们晓得主造地上来给我们。最重要的东西就是生命。
We know that the most important thing God granted to us is this life.
这是你从听福音的时候你就听见的啊。
This is something you've heard when you first heard the gospel.
信耶稣得永生。
That believing in Christ, Jesus, you have
eternal life. 你得到一个永远的生命。
This is an everlasting life.
所以这个生命是将来能够带我们归回到源头的。
And it is this life that will then take us back to the origin.
今天我们有了主的生命。
Today, if we have the life of the Lord,
重要的是啊，我们还要把这个生命从我们的生活侍奉里面把它活出来。
This life ought to be lived out through our living and our service.
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters,
我们的生活侍奉 那些所有一切的事物必须是出自生命的。
Brothers and sisters, our living and our service must come out of this life.
那些事物才能被保留。
Only then can those things be preserved.
才能归回到根源。
Can be returned to the origin.
所以我们常常讲。
So we often say.
基督徒不是光遵守一些的规条。
Christians do not simply just obey rules.
我们也不是跟随一些的知识的教导。
We also do not obey teachings.
必须是生命的。
But it is of this life.
因为你那些规条那些知识是必须要在时间中间被淘汰的。
Because these rules and these teachings will be eliminated in over the course of time.
所以主来了，他是把生命给了我们。
So when the Lord comes, he gives us this life.
我这些年呢，常常有时候感觉。
And over these years, I often have this feeling.
我们基督徒呢，不太会跟从这个生命。
The brothers and sisters don't really live according to this life.
约翰到晚年的时候啊。
John, when at the latter years of his life,
他特别着重地教导神的儿女们要活在这个生命里面。
He exhorted God's children to live according to this life.
你活在这个生命里面，你跟主才有交通啊。
Because when you abide in this life, then you can have fellowship with God.
你活在这个生命里面，你才能够感觉到神的同在。
When you abide in this life, only then can you feel the presence of God.
你活在这个生命的里面，你基督徒的生活才是活的。
If you abide in this life, then the things that you do are alive.
今天我们晓得在我们的生活侍奉中间有很多的事物啊。
There are many things that we do throughout our living and our service.
那么如果你不能跟着生命的感觉走。
But if you cannot follow this life.
不能活出这个生命。
If you cannot live out this life.
弟兄姊妹，在时间中间你所做的一切都没有价值。
Then brothers and sisters, everything that you do will be of no value.
这是一件非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
今天神的灵在我们里面做工。
And today God's Spirit is working in us.
他就是在我们这个新的生命里面在引导我们。
And he is leading us according to this new life.
所以基督徒有这个生命生活，第一个点至少你要有生命的感觉。
And so the first thing is that you need to have the feeling of this life.
是吧？这个生命跟我们天然生命是不一样的。
And this life is very different from our natural life.
所以在你的生命中，你所有的你的行为和你自己所表现的这些德性，必须出自这个生命。
And so in your life, all your actions, all the things that you do, must come out of this life.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们知道这个时间的大圈。
We know that in this great circle of time,
神在工作中，神恩待我们这些人呢。
That God in His work, He's graciously leading us.
神已经把这个生命给了我们。
He has already given us this life.
他就叫我们要靠着这个生命在神面前来生活。
And we ought to rely on this life to live before God.
但是我们很多时候，我们还是活在一些规条啊，活在一些制度啊，活在一些外面的说法里面。
But we often still live under these rules, these precepts, these external things.
这样的生活，弟兄姊妹们。不是主所要的生活。
Brothers and sisters, this type of living is not the life that God wants.
所以现在主快回来了。
And so now, as the Lord returns
quickly, 时间整个快要结束了。
In the fullness of these times.
所以我们在地上的机会不多。
Then we do not have much opportunity left on this earth.
弟兄姊妹们，如果今天我们在地上所做所行的能够回归到根源。
Brothers and sisters, if the things that we do today can return to the origin.
在基督里。第一个我们需要遵守就是活在这个生命的里面。
Then in Christ, the first thing that we need to uphold is to abide in this life.
我觉得今天好多基督徒活在地上。
Today I feel like there are many Christians who live on this earth.
好像就是刚刚信主的时候知道信主是有生命。
That when they first believe, they seem to understand that there is life in the Lord.
然后以后在生活里面呢，看不见多少。
But then later in life, you can't not see much expression of this life.
我记得我们刚刚信主的时候啊。
I know that when we first believed,
我们要受浸。
We were to be baptized.
那么弟兄们会问我们。
And the brothers would ask me,
你信主了吗？
Do you believe in the Lord?
你信主你有生命了。
If you believe in the Lord, then you have this life.
在你的生命中有没有什么改变呢？
Is there any transformation in your life?
哦，他们要问清楚了才能给你受浸的。
They need to ask these things clearly before they baptize you.
我想今天呢，我们在这些点上就真的是完全的好像放松了啊。
But it seems that we have loosened our grasp on these things.
弟兄姊妹们，我们必须再回到生命这个点上。
Brothers and sisters, we must return to this point of life.
啊，我们个人的生活是活的。
And our living is of this life.
教会的聚会也是活的。
Then the church operations is also alive.
不是规条的。
It's not these rules.
今天可惜啊。
But
因为我们常常看见很多聚会呢，他们呢。也知道要活，
and it is a shame because there are so many
assemblies. 但是没有回到这个生命里面。
That know that they must live.
所以人就用各式各样的方式来让这个聚会活。
But they did not return to this life, and so they try to come up with so many methods to feel alive.
结果那是天然生命的活，根本就不是所谓真正的活在这个生命里面的这个活。
But these are all of the natural life. It is not living according to this new life.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters,
我们要知道当时间过来的时候
we must understand that once time comes around,
只有出于基督生命的
only those things that come out of the life of Christ
才真正能够回到那个根源
can truly go back to the beginning, to the origin.
所以保罗说我活着是基督我死了就有益处
and so Paul says for me to live is Christ and to die is gain.
所以他在地上是拼命地把基督活出来
So on this earth, he wants to live out Christ's life.
虽然我们看见他外面也不断的做工，
and even though externally we see him doing many works,
但是他内心的深处一个很大的愿望，才把基督活出来。
But his inner depths, it is to live out the life of Christ.
他说那个对他的一生才是真正的得着。
Because that is the true gain to him.
所以我最近常常跟一些弟兄姊妹讲。
So now I often speak to my brothers.
我们人活在地上，活长活短，并不是太最重要。
What's important is not whether we live a long length or a short length.
你要活得有意义。
You must live with meaning.
怎么样能够活得有意义呢
？How do you live with meaning?
就在你的生活中不断的表现基督，把基督活出来。
It is in your life to continuously express Christ, to live out the life of Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters,
我们看见当这个神在时间中。在做工的时候
so we see how when God works in time,
他在基督里面，他说第一个所要的是生命。
In Christ, the first thing he desires is this life.
第二个点
the second thing,
神所要的是属灵的。
What God desires is spiritual.
我们知道圣经里面讲到属灵的东西的时候，就指的那个真实的东西说的。
We know that in the Bible, when it speaks of spiritual things, it is speaking of the things of reality.
我们现在都明白一件事情，圣灵解开主的话语。
We know that the Holy Spirit opens up the Word of God.
让我们摸到基督。
So that we can touch Christ.
我们才真正的碰到属灵的实际。
Then we can enter into this spiritual reality.
那个在我们的灵里面才是真正的一个得着。
And this is the true benefit. Within us.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
基督才是那个属灵的实际
Christ is that spiritual reality.
今天呢我们必须是让基督是一切又在一切之内
Today we ought to have Christ be all and in all.
所以我们常常讲你传递真理啊你不是讲道理
And so we often say that when we share the truth, it's not sharing
也不是一种的说法
And it's not sharing certain phrases.
今天呢，我实在感觉地上的教会有很大的一个变动。
Today I feel like there is this great shakening of the church today.
人觉得不断的要把一些知识的东西要带给神的儿女。
The people want to bring these things of knowledge to God's children.
那么需要有好的口才来发表。
That you need to have this eloquence to speak.
所以结果呢，神的儿女们得不到那个真正属灵的东西。
And as a result, God's children cannot obtain the spiritual things, those real things.
就没有那个真实的东西在。
And there are no true things in.
主说他是真理。
Christ says that He is the truth.
那个真理的原文就是真的。
Truth means that it is real.
那个不是假的。
It is not fake.
我记得我年纪轻的时候啊。
I know that when I was younger.
我们有一些年轻的同工们在一起。
I was with the young coworkers. Because we have offered ourselves to God's service. And we often encourage each other saying, if we, what we do, it must be real. Let us not engage in fake things. So we often remind each other of these things.
你怎么样能够做出真实呢?
How do you do those real things?
如果不在基督里,
if you are not in Christ,
你根本不可能碰到那个实际,
then you cannot touch upon that reality.
而我们今天呢, 看见在地上的教会,
and today we see this church on earth.
很多人所强调的那个实际是什么呢?
Many people emphasize the truth as what? That is for you to be at the center.
那个好像都是要对我有好处的。
That it must be good to you, yourself personally.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
but dear brothers and sisters,
我们要知道, 是, 你可能得着一点的帮助, 一点好处,
yes, while you may obtain some benefit to yourself,
但是这些经过时间不能带到根源去的。
But these, through the test of time, cannot return to the origin.
所以神在起初的时候, 他所定规的事物,
and so, God at the beginning, when he established these things,
在基督里, 这一些的重要的一些的性质,
these important characteristics in Christ,
神在时间中间, 神在人的身上不断地要得着,
Christ wants to obtain these things in man through the course of time.
凡是不属于这种特性的东西,
and whatever does not have these traits or characteristics,
你得着了也是没有用,
then if you obtain it, then you still will be of no use.
所以我们作为基督徒啊,
so we as Christians,
我们必须要能够明白,
we must come to understand,
今天在我们属灵的生活里面,
today in our spiritual living,
哪些东西是最重要的,
what are the most important things,
哪些东西啊, 是次要的东西,
what are the things that can, will not be accepted?
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这个我们需要主给我们特别的眷顾,
we need God to indeed give us his care for us.
第三个点,
this third point,
神所要的, 在基督里要的是属天的,
what God desires are the heavenly things.
一切属地的事物都不可能回到根源,
things that belong to the world cannot return to the origin.
所以主的话告诉我们说, 有一天看见地和其上的事, 通通要过去的。
And so what Christ said, that things on earth will pass away.
我们基督徒常常有个困惑, 主既然留我们在地上, 对吧?
So we often have this troubling point, which is Christ left us on this earth. We need to live.
我们需要属地的这些东西的供应。
We need the provision of the things of this world.
但是今天呢, 主要我们在地上用这些东西, 而我们的心不在这些东西上。
But what God desires is, even though we may use these things, our heart should not be in these things.
主要我们呢, 却是以那个属天的事物为重。
God desires to set our hearts on the heavenly things.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
我们都知道在神的创造的过程中有仇敌的工作。
We know that throughout all of God's creation, there is the enemy opposing.
而仇敌最大的工作就是把我们拉到那个属地的事物当中。
And what the enemy desires is to pull us down to things of the world, things
在创世纪第一章就告诉我们,
and in Genesis chapter 1, it tells us,
地是空虚混沌渊面黑暗的。
The earth was formless and a void, and darkness was over the surface of the
deep. 并且充满死亡的。
And it was full of death.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
感谢神,
we thank God.
是基督把天带到地上。
It is Christ who brought heaven to earth.
是基督使我们能够认识天，摸到天。
It is Christ who enables us to see the heaven and to touch heaven.
所以我们基督徒晓得这个属地和属天之间的 这个差别是非常非常的大的。
And so heavenly things and earthly things, there is a great difference between the two.
我们晓得人堕落之后啊,
we know that after man fell,
我们人就成了个肉体。
That man has this fleshly being.
而肉体的思想和所有的爱好都是倾向地的。
And the flesh, lusts and desires are all pertaining to things of the earth.
所以难怪这个地对我们的吸引力很大。
So no wonder why this earth has such a pull on us.
我们看见 弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们生活在这个世界的里面。
We know that God's children may live in this world.
我们有时候有很大的一个挣扎。
And often there's this great conflict within.
这个地一直把我们往下拉。
Because the earth is pulling us downward.
我们每次听见的道，读到主的话，圣灵的带领，都是向着天。
But when we hear the word and the leading of the Spirit, we are pulled towards heaven.
好像我们的生活就生活在这个天地的矛盾中间。
And so it is our life is being lived between this earth and heaven.
的确，这也是真实的。
And indeed, this is real.
你没信主之前，你不会有这个感觉的。
Before you believe, you will not have such a feeling.
信了主之后呢，你就看见这里面有这样一个区别在里面。
But after you believe, you'll see there's such a stark difference.
所以所有属地的事物都是按照肉体的原则来安排的。
So all the things of the earth is pertaining to the things of the flesh.
所以我们的天性就是本来就是属于这些，就喜欢这些东西的。
And so our natural selves love these things.
而今天，主把一个属天的生命带到我们里面。
But now Christ has given us a life that belongs to
heaven. 所以因此我们就产生了一些的争执。
And because of this heavenly life, there arises much conflict.
所以我们看见有些基督徒在地上。
So we see that there are many Christians on earth.
哎呀，他们觉得这个过属天生活很困难的。
They find it very difficult to live a heavenly life.
反正都是属地的了。
And all things belong to the earth.
就尽情去爱地上的事嘛。
And so they went on to love these things of the earth.
所以在侍奉上也是一样。
And even when it comes to service,
追求地上的名利。
We go after earthly fame.
要出名。
And we want to become famous.
得地上的好处。
And want to receive the benefits from this world.
这实在是仇敌很大的欺骗。
But this is a great deception of the enemy.
这个最终的结果呢？
And the final result of this.
就像保罗所讲的一样，你空跑徒劳。
And it is what Paul says to running in vain.
侍奉一点的价值，一点的意义都没有。
This service is of no value. It is worthless.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Brothers and sisters.
所以希伯来书也告诉我们
，Yeah, Hebrews tells us.
神有一个属天的呼召。
That there is this heavenly calling from God.
保罗在腓立比书也讲到。
And Paul also says this in Philippians.
我们乃是天上的国民。
That we are citizens of heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我们在地上应该是向着天的。
So brothers and sisters, while we are on this earth, we ought to look towards heaven.
所以神的心意。
And so God's desire.
是要把我们带到天的境界里面。
Is to bring us into the heavenlies.
那么其实在旧约时代中啊
and in the time of the Old
Testament, 你看神带领以色列百姓出埃及
when God led the Israelites out of Egypt,
那里已经很清楚神有个意念
there it is very clear that God has
神要他所拣选的百姓成为属天的百姓
intent for his people to be heavenly people.
所以你看以色列人一出埃及
so you see when the Israelites, once they leave Egypt,
他们的行动就是受天的管理的
Their actions are governed by heaven.
是云柱火柱在引导着他们。
Is that the cloud and fire leading them?
从表面上看起来是摩西在带他们。
So on the surface, it seems that it is Moses leading them.
其实呢，是云柱火柱在带领他们。
But is that the pillar of smoke and that fire leading?
这个云柱火柱就代表天的管理。
And those pillars represents the heaven governing.
所以今天我们这班神的儿女们，我们是属天的百姓。
And so today, we are citizens that belong to heaven.
我们是受天的管制的。
We receive the governance
of heaven. 但我们知道那个云柱火柱是圣灵的预表。
And we know that these pillars represent the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹们，你就看见神有个心意。
Then we see that God has
神要他的百姓受天的引导。
He wants his people to be led by heaven.
他们那个时候到旷野里面。
When they were in the wilderness.
这旷野里面呢，你这个。根本就没有道路的。
In the wilderness, there does not seem to be a path forward.
他们也不知道方向在哪里。
And they are without direction.
但他们不需要。
But they do not need it.
不需要去知道这些，只要看云柱火柱，就可以跟随神的带领。
But it did not matter to them because if they saw that pillar of cloud and fire, they will know where to go.
所以我常常有时跟青年弟兄姊妹讲，这个好像是。古代的这个 GPS 啊
，And so I say that it is like the old times GPS.
现在我们 这些很大家都很会用这个东西，对不对？
And today we know how to use this technology very much.
你开车你有那个东西，你根本像我们以前从前看地图在上面画，哎呀，有时候还记得那个街道哪里转弯哪里，现在根本都不需要这些东西。
Today you can use a GPS, but in the old days you have to use a hand-drawn map and draw out the different routes in order to know where to turn.
这真的是天上在管理我们的这地上的行动。
And so you see that it is really the heaven governing our walk.
那么我们要更知道神的儿女们在地上的生活是受天的支配的。
And so we must understand that our walk today must align with the heavenly.
我们是神独特的子民，不列在万邦之中的。
And we are God's people, separated from the rest.
这些年我心里面有时候很难过。
And so these years, I often feel the sadness in my heart.
神的儿女们为着地上的国，哎呀，热心的不得了。
We see that there are brothers and sisters who are so passionate for earthly kingdoms.
哎呀，拼命的，花很多力气。
And they expend so much energy.
为着神的国，好像没有多少人在那里愿意努力。
But for God's kingdom, there's not seem to be anyone willing to put in
the effort. 所以你看见以色列百姓出埃及的时候，神已经告诉他们，神的心愿是他们要受天的支配。
And so we see that when God's people were led out of Egypt, that they were to be following. God in heaven.
他们的行动是受天的支配的。
And their walk in the wilderness is to.
虽然他们跟着摩西。
And so they follow after Moses.
但是摩西知道怎么样看这个云柱火柱的这个指示。
But Moses knew where to go based on where the pillars were.
所以今天在教会里面。
So today in the church.
你负责弟兄们、弟兄姊妹，你需要明白神的带领。
Responsible brothers, that you must know the leading of God.
不是凭着我们自己怎么想就怎么做，不行的。
It is not based on what we want to do. You cannot
be this way. 一定要摸在灵里面摸到神的指引。
But we must touch upon God's will.
因为我们是属天的百姓。
Because we are citizens of
heaven. 我们不是根据什么传统，根据什么规条的。
We do not follow any tradition or rules.
亲爱弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你看他们这个行动是天的管理。
You see them; they are being governed by heaven.
他们吃的东西呢
？And what they eat，
也是从天上来的。
Also comes from heaven.
啊，神特别叫他们吃玛拿。
God gives them manna to eat.
哎呀，以色列人在埃及住了四百多年。
And Israel dwelled in Egypt for over 400 years.
他们已经非常喜欢埃及的食物。
They loved the food of Egypt.
啊，所以呢。他们过了红海。
And so after they went through the Red Sea.
弟兄姊妹们，我曾经有次跟弟兄姊妹讲到。
Brothers and sisters, I once shared.
你知道过红海是什么意思呢
？Do you know what it means to cross the Red Sea?
过红海的意思就是什么呢？以色列这个埃及的追兵敌人再也没办法追赶，对吧
？Crossing the Red Sea means that.The Egyptian forces could no longer follow after them.
但今天我们很多弟兄姊妹读圣经，只注意说哦，过了红海，仇敌从此之后再也不能够干扰我们。
And today, when we read it, we say, "Oh, after we are saved, the enemy has no hold on us."
但是你有没有想到呢
？But have you considered?
以色列人一旦过红海
，that Israelites once they cross the Red Sea,
他们就再也回不去了。
Then they can no longer return.
你知道吗？回不去了。
They can no longer go back.
想再回埃及也回不去了。
If they want to go back to Egypt, they can't.
所以呢，他们的光景呢，变成一种什么情况呢
？And so their condition becomes what type of condition?
回不去。
They are one of no return.
忘不掉。
And they cannot forget.
所以神给他们吃玛拿。
And so God gives them manna.
他们整天就在那想。埃及的黄瓜、韭菜、葱蒜
，All they can think of are all the
吃鱼不要钱，坐在肉锅旁边。
All the vegetables and all the fish and meat of Egypt.
你看他们一路上就在那里就回想埃及。
And so there you see that the Israelites can only keep thinking about Egypt.
所以以色列人是回不去，忘不掉。
So the Israelites they can't go back yet.They can't forget.
我们知道今天基督徒的受浸呢，就是红海所预表的，对不对
？We know that today baptism is a type of the crossing of the Red Sea.
今天我们是什么呢
And today, what are we?
我们应该也是回不去的。
We also ought to be of no return.
世界回不去的。
We cannot go back to the world.
对吧？你没有办法去再去爱世界的。
There is no way for you to love the world again.
但是我们舍不得。
But we cannot let go.
所以基督徒呢，有时候聚会聚多了，追求主多了，有时候偷偷摸摸的跑世界上去享受享受啊。
And so we may meet often and have much fellowship, but then in secret we try to go back to the world.
但是呢，虽然舍不得，但是呢，抓得很痛苦，对不对
？So even though we can't let go, we are willing to hold on to it very tight.
我常常跟弟兄姊妹讲我年轻时候的见证。
I often share with brothers and sisters my younger testimony.
啊，我年轻时候老实讲，我是个影迷啊。
影迷。
我最喜欢看电影。
I was a moviephile.
我觉得我这个已经是很厉害的。
And I thought that I was very much a movie file.
结果有一次我听江弟兄做见证更厉害。
But then when I heard the testimony of Brother Kong, I thought this is an even stronger degree.
原来他不仅是个影迷，喜欢看电影，他差点就当电影明星了。
Because not only does he love movies, he almost became
那这是他自己的见证啊。
A movie star himself. This is his own testimony.
那天我听到，哎呦，我还赶不上他。
So I thought to myself, there's no way I can chase after him.
弟兄姊妹们，但是从我以前没信主的时候，哎呦，开心的不得了啊。
But brothers and sisters, before I believed, I was so happy.
但是信了主之后呢
？But after believing in the Lord.
舍不得去看电影，那看得很难过。
I couldn't let go of watching movies, but when I watched them, I became
so sad. 你不能像从前那么样的，好像那种享受一样的。
You cannot enjoy things like you did before.
只等到有一天，主在我里面做了一点转变的工作。
Only one day when God did this transformation work in me.
当然了，看电影这件事情呢，圣经也没讲，也不一定是好，不一定是坏啊。
And of course, watching movies is not explicitly mentioned in the Bible and might not be good or bad.
到后来我就可看可不看，不看我也不难过。
But for me, now I could not watch movies and not be sad.
看了也不觉得有什么意义。
And if I watch it, I don't think there's much meaning to it either.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们里面个属天的生命。
Brothers and sisters, you know that heavenly life.
它就跟这个地的光景呢，就开始有一个脱离。
There's then the separation from the things.
所以神叫百姓吃属天的食物。
So God desires for His people to eat heavenly things.
哎呀，犹太人吃的很辛苦。
These Jews ate it in a very. It was difficult for them to eat this.
如果我们回想到我们今天的情况呢
？If we consider our own condition,
我们属天的食物是什么呢
？What is our heavenly food?
是基督，对不对
？It is Christ.
是基督。
It is Christ.
啊，所以我们有很多弟兄姊妹们，要叫他读圣经也很苦。
And so, if you ask brothers and sisters to read the Bible, it's very difficult for them to do.
啊，我想弟兄姊妹，神有个心意。
But brothers and sisters, God
要彻底的改变以色列人
，to completely change the Israelites.
这是神当初的拣选的时候，在时间中间，他的工作里面，他要我们得到的是属天的东西。
And this is when God chose in the course of time something He wants us to obtain.
连以色列人所穿的衣服
，even the clothes that Israelites would wear，
神都要叫他们能表示是属天的。
God wants these clothes to even represent.
所以神叫他们这个衣服上面做个穗子，穗子上面绑一条蓝色的带。
And so God desires in the clothes to have this blue loin.
有一个坠子。
Tassel.
然后上面绑了一条蓝颜色的线。
And there's this blue line on this tassel.
我们知道那个蓝颜色是属天的意思。
We know that this blue line represents heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们看见以色列百姓呢，这个行为、吃住和喝。
So when it comes to what they eat, where they live, or what they drink,
那个活水是从磐石里出来的。
This living water comes out of the rock.
然后就叫他们住帐篷。
And they also have to live in tents.
住帐篷是什么意思啊
？What does it mean to dwell in tents?
就是你不要扎根在地上嘛。
It means to not take root in this world, but to follow after the Lord. So always be on the move after the Lord.
它不能被你房屋的话，你搬不走的。
Because if you build a house, you can't move the house.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
连他们的敬拜也是一样。
This even pertains to their worship.
神建造一个会幕在以色列人。
God establishes this tabernacle for them.
啊，你看见神在那里所做的一切事物。 都是为着什么？为着那个属天的。
And all that they did, what did they do it for? It was
当然到了新约时代。
But when it comes to the New Testament,
基督把天带到地上。
Christ brought heaven to this earth.
所以呢，教会是属天的。
And so the church is of heaven.
保罗都看见教会是与基督一同坐在天上。
And Paul saw this,the church in heaven with Christ.
所以我们基督徒是属天的百姓。
And so Christians, we are heavenly citizens.
我们在生活的各方各面都应该表现那个属天的性质。
And in our various aspects of living, we are to display traits of heaven.
而圣经告诉我们。
And Bible tells us.
这是神在基督里所赐给我们的。
This is what God has given to us in Christ.
所以你必须活在基督里。
So we must abide in Christ.
你才真正是个属天的人。
Then you can be a someone of heaven.
你什么时候离开了基督了，就是属地的。
And when you depart from Christ, then you are of the earth.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很清楚地看见。
So brothers and sisters, we clearly see
在时间中间
that in the middle of this time,
在神的工作上
that in God's work,
他要求的事物中间有一些的特性。
He wants us to have these certain traits,
出自基督的这些特性。
Traits that come out of Christ.
但是呢，我们很可惜地看见教会历史。
But pitifully, we see the history of the church.
那个属天的百姓落到属地的光景中。
The citizens of heaven fall into the condition of the earth.
啊，什么时候我们活在肉体的里面
？Whenever we live according to the flesh,
我们就受地的这控制。
Then we will be controlled by this earth.
所以呢，需要摆脱肉体。
So we need to deny our flesh.
活在基督里。
To abide in Christ.
这些都是我们经常所说的这些属灵的生活，对吧
？And this is the spiritual living that we speak of.
但是呢，你必须实际地活在其中。
But you must in reality live in Christ.
在时间中，你的日子才有意义。
In time, then your days will have meaning.
你才真正能够达到神所要的。
Then you can truly accomplish what God desires.
这些事物将来能随着你一同达到根源。
And these things will follow you back to the origin.
那么第四个点。
And the fourth point.
就是永远的。
Which is eternity.
我们知道，在时间中的一切事物都是暂时的。
We know that in time many things are temporal.
只有在基督里，那是一个永远的一个性质。
But only in Christ does it have this eternal nature.
所以主的生命被称作是永远的生命。
So that's why the life of our Lord is an eternal life.
所以希伯来书啊
，So Hebrews
特别告诉我们。
It tells us specifically
今天呢，我们需要注意天上的事情。
That we need to set our minds on things above.
啊，我们需要注意永远的事情。
We need to care about the things eternal.
啊，所以你只有活在基督里。
So only when you abide in Christ.
才具备那个永远的性质。
Then can you have this eternal characteristic?
但是今天在这个时间短暂的这个环境的里面。
But in this current age where the time is temporal.
我们的心很容易倾向那些暂时的事物。
Our heart often dwells on things that are temporary.
你人得着一点的虚荣啊，哎呀，都觉得高兴的不得了。
And we may obtain some temporal things that feel really good. Vain glory.
神给我们是永远的荣耀。
But God gives us an eternal glory.
但今天呢，我们喜欢得着一点点人的称赞呢，得着一点外面的这个好处。
Today we care so much about the praise of man and these external things.
根本就不会注意所谓永远的事物。
But we don't care about the eternal things.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，我们感觉到神实在是恩待我们。
Brothers and sisters, we know that God is graciously leading us.
他不断地带领我们。
And He never stops.
开我们的眼睛。
Leading us and opening up our eyes.
让我们认识什么是永远的事物。
To truly know what are things that are eternal.
所以圣经讲，只有耶稣基督啊。是昨日、今日，一直到永远是不改变。
So the Bible says that Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
啊，所以你只有在基督里。
So only in Christ.
那这个永远呢？今天呢？可能在时间中间有时候呢，你像永远的荣耀，你看不见。
So in this eternity, we may say think that this eternal glory cannot be seen.
但是有一天，当他回到那个源头的时候
，But one day when we go back to the beginning.
呀。 看见你在时间中，你活在那个永远的性质里面，那个永远会的荣耀和一些价值会显出来。
Then when you carry on forth this eternal trait, that in the beginning you will see this eternity.
所以这些东西啊，有时候对我们弟兄姊妹来讲，好像比较抽象啊。
So you often might think that these things are very abstract.
但是呢，在基督里，它却是非常的实在的。
But in Christ, these are very practical.
所以不要以眼前的事物为满足。
Do not obtain satisfaction from the things in front of your eyes.
神创造时间。
When God created time.
神也告诉我们，一切在时间中的事物都是短暂的。
All these things in time are temporal.
你在这个时间中，你找不到永远的事物的。
And in this time, you cannot find things that are eternal.
所以我们基督徒应该很明白神在我们身上的带领。
So brothers and sisters, we must be aware of how the Lord is leading us.
所以求主赐恩给我们。
So may He provide grace to us.
弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们正活在时间的当中。
Today as we live in the midst of this time.
我们也感觉这个神所有这个时间已经快到尽头。
We know that the fullness of time is drawing near.
即使今天呢，神的那个荣耀的计划的那个时间还有一段路程，还有一段还没达到。
We know that when it comes to God's glorious plan, that there is a certain time still remaining.
可能我们这些人呢，也经不起时间的考验，过些日子就要走掉了。
And perhaps we cannot stand a test of time and may pass away soon.
我有的时候在主面前回想过去或者认识的好多年长的弟兄姊妹啊。
As I reflect on all the other brothers and sisters that I knew,
哇，真是像这个传道书所讲的一样，像影子一样的。
Just like it says in Ecclesiastes,
像 shadow 一样的。
Like a shadow.
呀，真是像影子一样就消失了。
It is like a shadow that has gone away.
有一天我们也消失了。
And one day we will also.
所以我们还有一点点的机会。
And so while we still have this opportunity,
弟兄姊妹们。神在地上正在做恢复的工作。
Brothers and sisters, God is doing this recovery work on earth.
我们要懂得神那个工作的性质在哪里。
We must understand what are the characteristics associated with this work.
只要循着这个性质活在主的跟前。
And if we live according to this nature,
不在乎我们外面做的多做的少。
Then does not matter how much we do or don't do outwardly.
你也不用管别人怎么看。
And you also don't have to worry about what other people think.
你就按照这些性质活在主跟前。
If you live with these characteristics,
在基督里，你如果能经历你的生活经历都有这些特性，
if you have all these traits in your living,
那么你在时间中得着主所要你得着的，
then in time you will obtain what God wants you to obtain.
将来有一天这个时间在这个大圈到最终点的时候，
and in time when this circle of time goes back to the beginning and
completes the circle, 我们看见我们不仅能够荣耀神，也让神的旨意在我们身上得成全。
Then we see that not only can we give glory to God, but God's will in us will be accomplished.
这是圣经呢给我们看见一件非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing that the Bible is trying to show us.
所以我讲到，如果你不在神所要的这个情况的里面，
and so if you are not in this condition that God desires for you to be in,
一切事物恐怕都要被淘汰。
Then all these things may be eliminated.
所以我们今天还有一点点的机会在地上。
And so today, while we still have these few opportunities on earth,
求主使我们里面能够有明亮的看见。
May God open our eyes to see clearly.
知道在我们的生活侍奉里面，
to know that in our living and our service,
我们到底怎样能做正确的选择？
How can we make the right decisions?
我们知道神创造这个时间呢，非常有意义的。
We know that when God created time, it was full of meaning.
神让我们在时间中蒙恩。
God wants us to receive grace in this time.
那么，并且呢，我们知道神把仇敌的工作呢，也锁在时间的当中。
And God will also lock the works of the enemy in this time.
所以有一天你看见，当时间结束的时候，仇敌和他所有一切东西也都结束了。
And so in the fullness of the times, then you'll see that all the things pertaining to the enemy will be done away with.
所以, 我们晓得时间是一个圆圈,
and so we know now that time is a circle.
它从起点开始,
it starts at the origin. 绕一个大圈,
又回到原点上,
goes through a huge circle and goes back to the beginning.
那个叫做回归根源,
that is the return to the origin.
所以神在这样的一个时间的大圈里面,
and so in this great circle of time,
神是希望我们能蒙恩典,
God desires for us to receive grace,
能蒙恩蒙得更多,
and to receive it more abundantly.
所以在我们的生活侍奉里,
and so in our living and service,
我们必须要注意那些能回归到根源的那些特性,
we must pay attention to those traits that can carry us back to the origin.
所以不在乎事情的大或小,
so we do not care whether the thing is big or small,
只在乎能不能符合于 神的所要的性质,
we only care if it is in accordance with God's nature.
所以我们觉得我们实在是需要主给我们有够用的恩典,
and so we do need this sufficient grace from the Lord.
我们虽然是一个得救的人,
even though we are saved,
但是呢, 我们不能呢, 让我们在地上的年日受亏损,
but we cannot suffer loss in our living on this earth.
不能活得没有意义,
we cannot live without meaning.
所以圣经已经给我们在这些方面有清楚的一个启示,
so the Bible gives us a clear revelation.
所以弟兄姊妹们在神恢复的工作里面,
so brothers, in this recovery work of God,
我们必须看见神的工作是从起点一直到终点,
we must see how it goes from the beginning to the end.
他要回到那个整个根源上的,
and it will return back to the origin.
所以在地上,
and so today, while we still have this time on earth, we need to follow after the Lord.
但愿弟兄姊妹们,
may brothers and sisters, in all your living and service,
都能够活得更有意义,
that we may live with more meaning and more value.
叫我们见主面的日子,
so on a day when we see the Lord again,
是没有亏损的, 能够欢欢喜喜地迎接主的再来,
that there will be no loss, but we joyously welcome him again.
我们请低头再一点祷告,
so let's bow our head and have another word of prayer.
主啊, 我们仰望你自己的怜悯,
Lord, we look to your mercy.
求你解开你自己的话语,
may you open your word,
让你话语中的亮光照亮我们,
and may the light of your word shine on us.
我们知道今天你在地上仍旧在做恢复的工作,
we know that in this world that you are doing your recovery work.
主啊, 在这个恢复的工作里面,
and in this recovering work, Lord,
有许许多多的事物,
there are many things happening,
有许多的变化,
and there are many changes.
但是我们知道只有那些符合于你所要的性质的东西,
we know that only those things that are in accordance with your nature,
是你在时间中所要得做的,
are the things that you obtain in time.
也能使那些事物将来能够回归到你原初的心意里,
and may all those things go back to your heart.
今天我们求你给我们一点智慧,
so we pray that you may give us this wisdom today,
叫我们在地上的日子,
so that while we have days on earth,
知道怎样做正确的选择,
that we may know how to make the right decision,
知道怎样活在你的心意里面,
that we may know how to live according to your
desire. 我们仰望你自己的怜悯,
so we look to your mercy.
愿真理的圣灵,
may the spirit of truth,
在我们里面做开启的工作,
do this opening up work in our,
主啊,
in our
我们求你继续对我们的心说话,
may you continue to speak to our hearts.
晚间我们一同把心中的敬拜感谢爱戴都归给你,
we once again give you all of our worship, adoration and praise.
垂听我们的祷告,
may you hear our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督宝贵的名,
we pray this in our Lord's precious name.
Amen,
Amen.